With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The Supreme Court's decision not to strike down subsidies to buy health insurance means nothing really changes for the 42,000 or so Montanans who've done so far. Perhaps the most significant change, says Christina Goh, attorney for the State Insurance Commissioner's Office, is that the Supreme Court's decision ends the uncertainty over whether the subsidies would go away and what would replace them.
This decision allows this office and consumers and the health insurance industry to have a level of certainty about what's going to happen in our market in Montana, and now they can devote themselves to just paying claims and covering Montanans.
Goh says the average subsidy for Montanans eligible to get one to buy coverage is $230 a month. Blue Cross Blue Shield Montana, the state's largest issuer of individual health plans, says 80 to 85% of its members get a subsidy to help them afford coverage. A company spokesman says they're still studying the Supreme Court's decision. The Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes have filed paperwork claiming water use rights in Montana, both on and off the Flathead Reservation. The Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation accepted the 2,800 claims today. They were filed as placeholders while the state and tribes wait for Congress to ratify a negotiated water compact that was passed by the Montana legislature in April. State law requires the tribes to file by July 1st or forfeit their right to do so. Hunters have less than a week to throw their name in the hat to win the chance for a dream hunt. Corin Cates Carney reports on Montana's Super Tag lottery deadline.
$5 gets a hunter one submission for the Super Tag drawing in mid-July. Hunters can buy as many entries as they want, but the deadline is July 2nd. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks' Tom Palmer says around 22,000 people have already put their name in for a chance to win one of the 8 tags to hunt moose, sheep, goat, deer, elk, antelope, bison, and mountain lion.
And if you get that particular tag, you can hunt for that species anywhere in the state, even in limited permit areas.
The tags are good for the 2015 season. The money in the Super Tag pot goes to fund hunting access and Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks enforcement efforts. For more information on Super Tags and how to enter, you can stop by our website, mtpr.org. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Yellowstone County officials are asking state prison officials to move their inmates quickly to help with jail overcrowding. The Billings Gazette reports that county officials met yesterday to try to alleviate some of the pressure by sending about 110 convicted inmates to prison. The jail's capacity is 286 inmates, but the average daily population runs between 430 and 470 inmates. Search and rescue teams rescued a family of 10 from Texas after they got lost during a hike in southwestern Montana. Beaverhead County Sheriff Franklin Klusner tells the Montana Standard that two boys, aged 13 and 14, hiked several miles for help on June 19th, 2 days after the family got lost in the mountains near Wisdom. A 29-year-old Ronan man has pleaded guilty to deceptive practices for selling non-existent cattle to two buyers for over $180,000. KERR AM reports Andrew Jackson entered his plea today in district court in Polson. Prosecutors said Jackson made the transactions in March and May of 2013, and the buyers notified Lake County authorities in December of that year that they had not received the cattle. Sanders County officials are investigating an apparently accidental fatal shooting near Hot Springs. Sheriff Tom Rummel tells the Missoulian that the shooting was reported at about 9 p.m. yesterday along Little Bitterroot Road, a gravel road that runs between Hot Springs and Ronan. Among those cheering the Supreme Court's decision today upholding subsidies for health insurance are Montana's rural hospitals. Of the 60 hospitals in Montana, 48 are rural and typically pretty small. It's common for small community hospitals' expenses to exceed the amount of money they bring in part because they provide care for people who can't afford health insurance. That means local taxpayers often have to fill the funding gap to keep their hospitals open. Dick Brown, president of Montana's Hospital Association, says subsidized Obamacare coverage is boosting rural hospitals' finances.
It'll eventually hit that bottom line, and hopefully over time, that decreases the burden of local taxpayers.
The state insurance commissioner says about 42,000 Montanans used subsidies to buy Affordable Health Care Act insurance for 2015. The average subsidy they received was $230 a month. That means many Montanans are now paying in the neighborhood of $50 a month for health coverage. A former Livingston and Billings West High School teacher and basketball coach has pleaded guilty to sexually exploiting children and distributing child pornography. The Billings Gazette reports that Scott Nichols changed his plea in federal court yesterday. The judge will rule on the plea deal after the pre-sentencing investigation is complete. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.